Iraq remains in political limbo as negotiations continue on the makeup of the country's new government. The Iraqi National Assembly has met once to be sworn in earlier this month. A second meeting was rumored to be set for tomorrow. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad, that session has been postponed as the political bargaining drags on.
One of the most pressing concerns for the new government will be the ongoing violence. Two suicide car bomb attacks to the west and south of the capital killed at least 15 people and wounded 23 others today. Among the wounded were two U.S. soldiers. So while the people of Iraq wait amid the violence, the backroom talks and behind-the-scene maneuverings continue. Muwafaq al-Rubai, one of the head negotiators for the mostly Shiite list, which won the most seats in the parliamentary elections, says that there are still a number of sticking points.
I wouldn't say the trivial issues. I would say important issues need to be sorted out. For example, the Ministry of Oil, for example, the names of some of the ministers, and also the participation of the Sunnis in the government.
Al-Rubai'a says a formula has been agreed upon to split up the ministries among the political factions, but the oil ministry remains in dispute, with both the Kurds and the Shia wanting it. As the talks drag on, it appears that the main Shiite bloc, the United Iraqi Alliance, or UIA, may be losing its cohesiveness too. While the general consensus is that the UIA's Ibrahim al-Jafari will be Iraq's next prime minister, some are opposed. Hussein al-Musawi is a leading member of the Secular Shiite Political Council, which is part of the UIA. He says his group opposes Jafari's nomination.
Unity of the alliance is close to being finished. There is possibility that the alliance might split. The alliance is being hijacked by the agendas of the Islamists.
Others feel that the Kurds, now called the Kingmakers, are placing too many demands in the negotiations. Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani said on Friday in an interview with Al Arabiya television that the Kurds are acting in the best interest of all Iraqis. He says basically our demands are Iraqi demands. We concentrated on a democratic, parliamentary, federal, plural, and unified Iraq. And we also demanded general Iraqi issues like fighting crime and economic development. Within those demands come the Kurdish demands, he says. Sunni Muslims, too, are now trying to belatedly get their piece of the pie. They largely boycotted or were too frightened to participate in the elections, and Sunnis make up the bulk of the insurgency.
We can write as many constitutions as we want, have multitude of elections and form as many governments, but without the Sunni community of Iraq feeling that they're participating, then it's all irrelevant.
Sharif Ali belongs to Iraq's former royal family and ran unsuccessfully on a monarchist ticket. He, along with other prominent Sunnis, are making a bid to bring a cohesive Sunni voice to talks with the government.
They need to feel that their role is not just tokenism, that they're actually protected. One term that is surfacing now is that they need them to feel secure. The Sunnis are afraid that they will be completely marginalized and removed from society to have any effective role. And so they need assurances.
Those assurances come in the form of power and positions. Shiite leader Muwafaq al-Rubai'a says that the Kurdish, Shiite, and Sunni negotiators are trying to give new meaning to a word not often used in Iraq.
But now we started to talk about interest of these three different communities, and we learned a new language, which is called compromise. And this is a language which is alien in our culture. And I can tell you, if you translate the word compromise to Arabic, it will turn into a dirty word.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.